As you know, a couple of weeks ago, we started a sermon series called Standing in the Gap, which I gotta tell you, it's hitting a nerve with a lot of people because people have been speaking to us about it on a regular basis. So we continue with that sermon series today, and we're using the same scripture from Colossians each week. So we read that again today. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As Christ's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. A word from our Holy Scriptures. Thanks be to God. A few times this past week, a couple of people have offered me assistance for something I was trying to do. And here's my initial response to most people, what just comes out of my mouth before I say anything else. No, thank you. I can do it for myself. Thank you very much. Until, and this has never happened before, one person said to me as I was kind of rebuffed his, you know, offer of help, he says, "You are very independent, aren't you?" It wasn't a compliment, just an observation. And it did make me stop and think. It's hard for me to open myself up to the care, the assistance, and support of others. Anybody else have that problem? As a young person who experienced significant emotional abuse, I learned to shut myself off from my emotions and the pain of that abuse by shutting off my feelings or shoving them down so deep that I could ignore them and keep up the appearance of being funny and happy and nice and always in control. I wore that armor for a long time, and to some degree, I still do. But here's what I eventually learned, and very painfully. When I suited up to protect myself, I also closed myself off to everything that makes life worth living. To love, belonging, joy, trust, pleasure, creativity, curiosity, and wonder. Because here's what I know, you can't shut down your heart to the bad without shutting it off to the good. I'm learning and doing better. I'm trying to learn how to be more vulnerable. In our culture, we're taught that independence and doing it ourselves is a positive character trait. To allow others to help or to do something for us is seen in some ways as a sign of weakness, that somehow we can't do it for ourselves. And perhaps we do this because we don't want to be in debt to anyone, or because we don't want to appear weak or needy, or because we've just shut down our emotions and hardened our hearts to the point where we won't let anybody in, thinking that this will shield or protect us from being hurt. And let me tell you, it doesn't work. But we don't want to appear to be vulnerable. Our sermon series, Standing in the Gap, started 2 weeks ago with a reminder that as Christians, we have no choice but to stand in the gap because that's where Jesus would stand, not pointing fingers, not vilifying people, but seeking to understand so that relationships can be repaired and divisions in our world bridged. We stand in the gap because, as Paul says, Christ is in all. Christ is all. So we need to see the Christ in everyone else. Not that we won't speak honestly or believe in truth. That's not the case. Jesus was no pushover. He said what needed to be said. But his primary goal was to build relationships. In Braving the Wilderness, Brené Brown's book on basically standing in the gap, she speaks of three character traits or postures that help us to be brave enough to stand where very few are willing to stand these days. Last week, Matthew spoke about the necessity of having a strong back. That is where we are to be strong, but flexible, like a tree. Not brittle or defensive. We can be strong because, as our scripture says to us today, we are clear about our identity. We are God's people, holy and beloved. We have a firm foundation that won't allow us to be battered when we are attacked or derided or condemned for standing in the middle where almost nobody is willing to stand today. Be strong. Be firm. Be confident that God will always be with us. We stand in the gap from a place of love, not of fear. So today I want to explore the second character trait or posture, which is having a soft front. To have a soft front is to be vulnerable, to recognize that we must open our hearts and lives to the love and care of others for us, and to care and love others, regardless of who they are. A soft front opens us to the pain and suffering of others, even when we really don't want to. A soft front allows us to experience life in its fullest. And it also allows us to open ourselves up to what other people are experiencing in their lives. A soft front compels us to create space for the other so that we can find a connection with their story, have compassion, and bring about reconciliation and healing, both within themselves and with others. These last few weeks, as I've been writing these messages, I've been convicted myself to try and work on having compassion for those with whom I don't necessarily agree, and I came to a realization. Regardless of which position you take on any of the several issues that divide us these days, all sides are suffering. All sides are suffering. Everyone is experiencing fear, which is often the basis for our anger. In most cases, there is also mistrust and confusion and frustration. The focus may not always be on the same information or desired outcome, but I guarantee you that people on all sides of the issues are hurting and longing to be listened to, understood, and cared for. Clothe yourself with heartfelt compassion, Paul says. And to have compassion is to literally suffer with. That's what it means, the word compassion, to suffer with. That is what we do when we stand in the gap. We have soft fronts that allow us to see, truly see other people for who they are and what they're going through so that we can tend to their hurt, to bear one another's burdens, as Paul says, help others to share their fear and pain so that we might in some way lessen their effects. I'm finding that the more I listen to other people's stories about why they believe what they believe and do what they do, the more compassion I have for them. Because each one of them has a meaningful story and reason for why they believe or are doing what they are doing. Now, it doesn't mean I agree, but I am beginning to have some understanding. And the more I try to just sit back and listen and care and have compassion, the more I soften and the more they soften and are less anxious and angry. Can't say it happens all the time. But I am compelled, as Paul says, to treat others with gentleness. To be gentle is to care enough not to do any more wounding or finger pointing or damage to another person or to the world. There are two sayings that I have repeated to myself often lately. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the other one is that hurt people, hurt people. When people are hurting, they will set out to hurt others. We're all hurting these days, and that is causing us on all sides of all rifts to armor up, to close down our hearts and to dig in our heels, causing everyone to become entrenched on opposite sides of the moat. Someone has to stand in the middle and broker some kind of peaceful resolution, or will continue to hurt and to cause hurt. A soft front allows us to be with another and not need to fix anything. Just listen and care. I'm not always right, nor is anybody else always right. But Paul says, just be gentle and patient, which is a really tall order some days. So often, the last thing I want to do is be gentle and patient. I would really rather yell and swear and lash out. Might make me feel better in the moment, but it doesn't resolve anything. Brené Brown says that vulnerability is basically uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. I'm going to say that again. Vulnerability is basically uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. Yikes. A soft front is uncertain and uncomfortable. Two places we really don't want to be, yet where we most certainly need to be in these tension-filled days so that we can help people meet in that place for healing to begin. Being vulnerable is probably one of, if not the most courageous thing that we will ever do in our lives, because it requires that we open ourselves up to others, knowing that we might be hurt or rejected. Being vulnerable is the opposite of weakness. To open your heart to others is incredibly brave, because it is so incredibly welcoming and caring and kind, and the world needs these kinds of courageous models today. Just remember, we don't have to be perfect. No one is. We need to be whole and seen and understood and extend this grace to others. Vulnerability allows us to be intimate and loved, and that's all most of us really want. A soft front allows us to see the other for who they are and let them in, even if we don't agree on much. But it allows us to be tender and patient with another. To be able to fully stand in the gap, we will have to dismantle our armor and allow ourselves to welcome people into our hearts, to care for those we don't care for. We need people to let down their guard so that we can come together for dialogue. People with soft fronts can be catalysts for bringing together disparate sides, for these are the people who engender trust and openness. In a time when we're tempted to put on our emotional and psychological armor and keep people at arm's length to protect ourselves, standing in the gap requires the opposite. Are we willing to be courageous enough to be fully seen? Can we create spaces for others to be seen for who they are? Spaces of compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience. Cultivate a soft front. Paul puts it best this way: above all else, put on love, which binds the rest together perfectly. Let's step out and step up in love for those who aren't feeling a whole lot of love these days, whoever they may be. Let the Christ in each of us touch the Christ in the other. Let's just take a moment to reflect on that. Intimate God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You see the deepest parts of us, our pain, our anger, our fear. We long to be seen and heard and understood and loved. Yet our fear and fierce independence makes us reluctant to be that vulnerable. Soften our hearts that we might first let you in and then be able to let others in. Sometimes we feel so messed up that we don't want others to see us, lest they reject or judge us. Help us to always remember that you will never leave us or let us go because you love us so deeply. Maybe you could help us to remember that you feel that way toward everyone, and that maybe we could too, despite our hesitation and misgivings. Be the salve that calms the hurt and pain of the world, Holy One. There is so much that we don't see and can't touch that simmers just below the surface of so many lives. And where we are able, may we be a healing presence in difficult situations. We are so grateful for all of the gifts you offer us. We are so weary and these days don't know where to turn for help. So we will turn to you to comfort and strengthen us so we can go into the world to comfort and strengthen others, bringing your gentleness and patience to bear in this overheated world. We pray in the spirit of the one who cares for and loves us like a mother as we pray together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's join in our next hymn. And again, you may stand as you wish or are able, or remain seated, whatever you like. We're going to sing together, In Loving Partnership We Come.